You're listening to My Latest Rant. My Latest Rant is brought to you by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, and Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia. So I've taken a couple of weeks off from the rant, kind of going through the Vandals playoff run. So I wanted to get back to it this week. And college football and coaches. And I know I've kind of addressed it a little bit in the past, but this is going to be a little different this week. And we're gonna talk a little bit about good old Lane Kiffin. Good old Lane Kiffin. Coach at Ole Miss. He's done a good job at Ole Miss. And now LSU and Florida are both, you know, coming after him. Allegedly his family, he's been making visits. He's intimated going here, going there. He's handled this as normal for him, terrible. He's handled this terribly and brought as much attention, got mad at reporters a couple of weeks ago, said it was disrespectful to the Ole Miss players when they'd ask these questions. Well, you can take care of it right now if you wanted to, but let's blame the media because that's what we always do in this country. I don't care what it is. Anyway, that's a story for another day. But if I was the athletic director at University of Mississippi, if I was the president at the University of Mississippi, if I was the board of directors, board of chancellors, whatever, however they define it at the University of Mississippi, I would make this really easy. I would fire Lane Kiffin right now. He'd be fired. I wouldn't give him a chance. He could go find another job, but he's fired. And as far as I'm concerned, he shouldn't get a dime of money. I think they need new rules. If these guys want these $50 million buyouts when they get fired, when they start playing footsie with the other programs, I think there needs to be some simple rules. One, they have to tell their current employer immediately, hey, I've been playing footsie with this other program. And as far as I'm concerned, their current employer should be given 48 hours to decide if their services are needed anymore. I don't know about any of you out there. I've worked for some bosses that if I came to them and said, hey, I've been talking to XYZ or been talking to them about a job, I would be given about, this much time to be told, hey, you want to go work for somebody else? Then I think it's time we part ways. And I've worked multiple places that would be the case. And it's not wrong. It's not wrong because one former boss always had the opinion that once you've started talking with other people, your focus isn't on the job anymore. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. So here you got Lane Kiffin. He's been playing footsie all week with other people. They're, of course, in their bye week. Now they've got their Egg Bowl game coming up next Friday against Mississippi State. And then allegedly the decision is going to be made the next day, a week from Saturday. So he's going to make his decision. But again, if I was Ole Miss, he'd already have an easier decision because I would flat fire him. I would tell him, get out. You're done. We're done with you. He does this every year. There's always rumors he's going here, he's going there. And he probably will. I'm sure he'll run to one of the two corners. The funny thing is, Florida, my gosh, how many coaches have they had in the past 10 years? It never works anymore. Doesn't seem to. And LSU, if you don't win a national championship there, they're done with you. And even if you do, you're not going to get much time there. So more than likely, and I'm hoping for this very much, that it'll be a failure and he'll get fired really quickly. And I hope he's back being the offensive coordinator at, you know, Southern Miss or someplace. You know, he's got to start all over. But this is a guy that has done, some pretty egregious things over the years and just keeps getting opportunities. And I don't care how good you are as a coach, as an X's and O's, I can't see him being that great of a person, people person, because he's not. But we need in our society to say at some point being a decent human being counts for more than being a good coach. Or, you know, this guy is basically sleeps with Satan at night, but man, he's good with his X's and O's. That's not good enough. That's not good enough. And Kiffin's one of those guys. Wherever he goes, this cloud of arrogance and egotistical jerk follows him wherever he goes. And again, my opinion, Ole Miss should be allowed to just say, get out, you're done, and no payoff, nothing, no buyout, nothing, because he has chosen this path. Lane Kiffin chose this. He could have, when those teams came to him, he could have said, no, I'm not interested in those, and I call them teams, and I'll get to that in a second. He could have said, no, I'm not interested. I've got a contract here at the University of Mississippi. But I think that should be the rule. These guys want these giant $50 million buyouts. Good. You start playing footsie with other schools, you can be fired and not get a dime of it immediately. Because right now, where's his focus? Is it on the University of Mississippi? It doesn't seem to be. Certainly doesn't seem to be. Seems like it's going to be on everybody else under the sun but them. And the thing is, if this passes this year, let's say he doesn't take the job, are they going through this again next year? They're going through it next year? You know, depending on what jobs open up. There's always jobs open. Let's say Clemson opens next year. They start playing footsie with him next year. Is he going to go there? You know, when's it going to stop? It's never going to stop. And here's the bottom line. You buy the players now. Go out, spend the money, buy the players, bring them in. It's not college football anymore. Quit calling it that. It's not college football anymore. It's professional football. These aren't college football teams anymore. These are pro teams that just happen to be playing on college campuses. I'm not going to say this, I'm just going to say, I would be shocked if some of these guys are going to class. I would be shocked if that's even an option in their minds to go. Maybe I'm totally wrong on that one, but I just find it very interesting to think guys that are making millions of dollars, to play college football are really going to class. I just got a question about that. You know, there was a comment made last week by Kirby Smart that coaches Georgia about players. They recruit physical players. You're going to come here. Some of these guys just want to check. But not if they're coming here. They're not just getting to check at our place. They're going to play our way. Get over yourself. First off, you don't recruit anymore. You sign free agents. There's no recruiting. You pay them money and they come to you. So if what you want a physical player, then that's what you go sign. That's what you go pay to come to your school. Get over yourself. You wear a visor. That already makes me question your sanity. Get over yourself. One, again, recruit. Don't say recruit. Don't even use that word anymore. Recruiting was when you really had to go in there and work hard. Now you're just going in with a blank sheet and saying, here's how much money we'll give you. And they're choosing, you know, it would be like the Yankees GM or the Dodgers GM saying they recruit guys. They don't recruit them. They go see them and they make an offer and they decide whether or not. That's what college football is now. That's what college football is now. It's not, you know, recruiting anybody. Come on, get serious. Not when you're a Power Four program. Not when you're Georgia. You're going in. You're writing a check. The guy's coming to you. And usually with Georgia, what they're recruiting more than anything. Forget about physicality. It's usually a felony record. What it seems like they usually recruit. When it comes to Georgia football, anyway. But that would be my answer with Lane Kiffin. You're just fired. You're done. The University of Mississippi should not have to put up with this. They have a duly signed contract with this jerk. If he doesn't want to be there anymore, if he wants to go somewhere else, then they should have the option to cut him loose and tell him to move on and get on down the street. They should not have to put up with this. Absolutely not. University of Mississippi, the players at the University of Mississippi, the state of Mississippi, being they are a state-run organization, they shouldn't have to put up with this. There ought to be laws in place that if you start doing what he's doing, then you have the right to fire him for cause, and he gets not a dime. Period. End of discussion. They should not have to put up with this garbage and be done. He is lucky he got a shot at Ole Miss. And I've heard all week, well, can you win a national championship at Mississippi? At this point, I find that hard to argue that you can't. You're paying the players. Your coach is going to be the same guy whether he's in Oxford, Mississippi, or he's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, or he's in Gainesville, Florida. Same guy. Why couldn't you? I got it back in the recruiting days. You go back not that many years ago. You go back to the recruiting days. Ole Miss wasn't the name that Florida was, that LSU was. I understood then. But you're paying people now. You're handing out money. If you've got the money, then you're good, right? I don't see why you couldn't win a national championship. And Ole Miss, they've got rich alums all over the place, don't they? So I'm assuming they've got the NIL money they need. I'm assuming that's why SMU's made the run they have, because they've got rich alums, and now they can buy the players legally at this point. So, you know, it's a wild, wild west. It's really not. And in talking about college football a little bit, you know, I've heard people say, I don't think this is sustainable. Yeah, it is, because this is how it's going to be for the Power Fours. When they open the NIL box, and it's funny that we still call it NIL, name, image, likeness, because I don't think these players are doing anything to earn a dime of name, image, likeness. They're just handing them contracts. But the minute they open that door, the power conferences, the SEC, the Big Ten, especially those two, those are the two monsters at this point when it comes to the big money. The Power Four conferences, this is what they're going to do. And eventually, in my opinion, they will be their own thing. Those four conferences will be their own thing all by themselves, playing in this pseudo-professional league. It really is a professional league, just to see. And these guys are loosely connected to the college, in my opinion. Like I said, they just happen to be playing on the campus for the alums. I mean, you got to – it can't feel the same. But bottom line is, I don't know why he couldn't win at Ole Miss in today's environment. You buy the players, you know. A lot of people have made the argument that's why some older coaches have gotten out, because, everybody can do whatever some of the others were doing back in the day. So I'm just sick of it. Seems like we have this every year. We've got these guys that always play footsie with this one and that one and the other one and end up going somewhere else. Well, then, but I think the school you work for now, that you signed the contract with, that you made the commitment with, that you made the commitment to the players, I think they should have the right just to tell you, you're out. You violated the contract and you're done. I think it should be standard boilerplate part of the contract that's how it works. So, anyway, that's my thought. I hope, you know, at this point, when it first started. And here's one more thing. I get this topic in. I have never understood the coaches that, everybody talks about coaches and big egos and he really believes in himself. I don't think they do. And the reason I say that is, look where they all go. Look where they all go. They all go to the same places. They all go to the same schools. You don't see anybody trying to make a new path somewhere. You don't see a lot of Mark Few's, who's built a power basketball conference in Gonzaga. You don't see guys doing that. Other guys would have left Gonzaga long ago and taken another job somewhere. You don't see that. Nobody wants to stay. I've never understood that, because you would think if you're a big ego guy and really believe in yourself, you'd stay at the school that hasn't won as much, and I'm going to make them into a great champion. you know, it just makes you wonder. And it makes you think about, you know, in basketball, the guys like Lou Henson at Illinois that stayed there, and Norm Stewart at Missouri stayed there so long and built things up for a long, long time. And would guys do that now? No, I don't think they would. I think they'll just jump to the next big thing, and they'll move on. I think that's all we see. So I really question that when people say, oh, these coaches, I don't think they believe in themselves that much. They want that comfort of being at that big name top five place. And they don't feel like they can win anywhere else. They don't want to blaze their own path at all. They basically want to go where somebody else has already done it. I mean, you know, it just doesn't seem like they really have any resolve of their own to get it done. Well, I'll go someplace else where they already know basically how to do it, and I'll just, you know, hold the door, make sure it works okay. I mean, that's what they're doing. I thought that when Bill Self left Illinois to go to Kansas, he won at Kansas. Who hasn't won at Kansas? You know, Roy Williams, when he left Kansas and went to North Carolina, it was like, why are you doing that? You know, I know he had some ties there, you know. And say what you want about Mike Krzyzewski, and I know there's as many people love him as hate him. His early years at Duke, they were terrible. You know, he had to rebuild that program. He didn't walk into a beautiful thing and just take it from there. Jim Boeheim at Syracuse, same thing. And he was an alum, you know, that went there and then wanted to build it. But, you know, you – just makes you wonder sometimes, because they just all want to go to the same places, you know. And everybody knew from the minute Florida opened, everybody would want to go there. Have you looked at the records of Florida over the past few years? It hasn't been so good. So, anyway, I just – this whatever we're going to call college football for the Power Fours, I think we can quit calling it college. I really do. The pseudo-pro league. And my hope is, like I said, at one time I kind of hoped Lane Kiffin would stay at Ole Miss, but at this point, they deserve better. They deserve better than him. So I hope he goes to one of these two designated schools, and I hope it's a complete and utter failure. And I hope Ole Miss hires somebody and gets to continue moving forward with things and can come out of this in good shape. So, well, I'm Todd Stapleton, and that's my latest rant. Thank you for listening to my latest rant. It is brought to you by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, and Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia. You can check out this and all of our past podcasts on our website at i70sports.com.